Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator, episode
12.
Episode 12, yeah. Before we begin today, I'm just going to say again, or if this is your first time listening, I'm going to say for the first time that we'd appreciate it if you would leave a rating and a review on any podcast engine that you're using. Those do help.
Especially Apple.
You
know, the Apple podcast.
Yeah,
especially. Like, you don't know that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you
know. The same generic announcement that you...
I hate to be saying that.
Yeah.
I'm that annoying person.
Exactly. The same generic announcement you hear at the beginning of every podcast, but it is a universal announcement for a reason, and it does help. So please, if you have the time, please add your rating and review.
Even if you don't.
Yeah, even if you don't have the time.
It doesn't take long.
Yeah, yeah. No,
like
it doesn't.
One sentence. You can write anything. Just don't write something mean.
Yeah, something...
There's enough of that in the world.
Exactly.
Like 5 stars.
5 stars, and then just say that you think this is great. Thank you in advance. Secondly, if you have your own relationship questions or questions about people that you want to be in a relationship with,
anything like that,
anything under that umbrella, please send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is also in the show notes, so you can reach us there, and we will happily answer your questions on our show. Okay, so with that all out of the way, yeah, are you ready for the first question? Okay. So this one comes from Helpful Legal. And the title is My
Girl... Helpful Legal or Helpful Eagle?
Oh, Helpful Legal.
Okay.
Yeah. And the title is My Girlfriend Said She Hates Me Because I Ate Her Pizza. So here we go. I went out last night to some bars with my friends, and while I was out, my girlfriend ordered a pizza. When I got home, she said I could have some. The pizza was a special, so it was shaped like a bat, not a regular pizza.
A bat? Like a bat? As in baseball, or
I was picturing
like
the animal,
like a hanging sleeping bat.
I have no idea. I guess
was it Halloween.
This is from 40 minutes ago, so it's like
okay, whatever.
January bat okay. Special. I have no idea. Okay, so
that's kind of cool, actually.
It is. I had 3 slices at night while she was asleep, and the other 2 slices in the morning before she woke up.
You ate her whole pizza.
She got up to have a slice in the morning and got super mad that I didn't save her any.
I would get kind of mad.
She's usually super nice and calm, but she freaked out and got really mad over the pizza. She even said she hates me for the first time after 3 years of dating.
Well...
She said she's been craving pizza for months, but got it as a treat since she'd be home alone last night, and that she only had 1 slice so she could save me some and still have some in the morning for herself. I felt bad, so I went to the gas station and got her a sandwich, chocolate, and a coffee.
At the gas station?
She was super ungrateful about
it. Because it's a gas station.
And just went on about how she really wanted pizza and I didn't consider her. But she told me last night that I could have some.
Some.
So then I
some.
So then I ordered her another pizza and she didn't even say thank you for it. She said she's just mad over the principle that I eat her whole pizza and not think of her. Even though I thought she had...
I'm okay with her thinking that, actually.
Even though she thought... I thought she had more than 1 slice last night, and I was just hungry,
oh, really?
Not spiteful.
You couldn't tell by looking at it? Because it's a weird shape. Okay. That's why he said that. Okay. That's possible.
She's still mad at me, and I'm wondering if I should break up with her over this. Like, it's
what?
Just a pizza, and she's so upset over it.
It's not just a pizza, though. She's not just upset over the pizza.
Uh-huh.
It's probably other things that you might do.
Right.
That are in line with that kind of behavior. Like,
mm-hmm.
That was rude.
Yeah, it was.
You didn't need to eat all of it.
No.
It wasn't yours. I mean, she offered to share it with you, but...
He had 5 slices, 3 in the
well, of course
evening.
Like, I think a lot of guys would be annoyed by that.
Yeah.
I think I would. I think that's rude. But I wouldn't... You know, I'm pretty sure after 3 years, this is not just... She would not hate you for one time.
Yeah.
Acting like this. And then to go to a gas station...
Yeah.
If that's all you have, I don't know. God, why would you even do that? I don't know. I wouldn't do that, but I would do something nicer.
Yes.
Or more thoughtful.
Yeah.
I don't know why she needs to be grateful. You ate her pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you shouldn't have eaten her pizza.
Right.
You weren't terribly appreciative about her sharing with you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
In a way, I hope she breaks up with you. Because you sound like an idiot. There, I said it.
He does. It's a very, like, long narrative, and he just makes himself, like, he digs his own grave.
Like,
yeah, he does.
So, yeah. Oh, break up with her. Why would you do that?
I know.
You would break up with someone you've been with for 3 years because they said they hate you and they I mean, she doesn't hate you.
Exactly.
She hates that you do that, probably. But
exactly.
I mean, come on. Do you have a brain? Use your brain, dude.
I know.
Weird.
Yeah.
It 40 minutes ago.
40 minutes ago.
Well, okay. I mean, I want people to, like, reverse the roles here.
Yeah.
And the word hate, oh, come on. I don't think she means that she hates you. She's probably just very upset.
Yeah.
And I doubt it's just about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
I'm totally on her side.
I am too. It is ridiculous.
It was nice that she was willing to share it, and you weren't terribly gracious about that and eating the rest of it. How did you know she had one piece?
Oh, when did that happen?
Because it seems like the shape of the pizza confounded him.
She she said she only had one slice in the morning after she discovered.
No. No, it's just common sense.
Yeah.
Don't eat the whole. That's rude.
It is rude.
And that's taking her for granted.
Yes, it is.
And to be this mad that she's mad is rude.
Yes.
And going to a gas station, you idiot.
I know.
You want me to hate you? And he doesn't care about me, but. You want people to think you're a dick?
Yeah.
Well, you're a dick.
Yeah.
God, how much did it cost you at the gas station? I mean, really, how generous of you.
I know. Giving. I know.
Or you could have just had a couple of pieces.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Exactly.
She doesn't have to offer any to you.
No.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever, dummy.
It's what? So...
I mean, when you really want your food and you ordered your food... You really want it.
Yeah.
You really want. You might be really excited about that.
Exactly.
It's kind of a primal thing.
Yes.
And it is for girls too, okay?
Yes.
So, like, I know it is for guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, geez.
I know. It's so rude.
I'm sure you can relate to that if you put yourself in her shoes.
And I don't know. If I think of, like, some pizza, it's not five slices. I mean, that's so... You had three at night and then two in the morning before she woke up. Like, what the fuck?
Like, that's just a bit indulgent.
Yeah.
For being offered, yes, you can have some.
Yeah.
Okay, question two.
Question two. This one comes from our user named HydroShark21.
Mm-hmm.
The title is, I, a 24-year-old male, overstepped boundaries with a work colleague who's a 39-year-old female. What can I do to repair the relationship? Okay. For the last 6 months of 2021, I took part in an internship shadowing someone in my desired career field. As the internship was coming to an end, I noticed I was beginning to develop romantic feelings towards her, despite her being married and having kids. The feelings became so overwhelming to the point that I went to one of her children's basketball games when I had no reason to be there. She saw me there, and I tried to make up...
So she didn't invite you?
No, and okay. He just
showed... Why would you go to that?
He just showed up at one of her kids' basketball games.
Okay.
When
That's
I...
a bit creepy.
It is. I tried... This 24-year-old at this, like, youth...
One of her kids?
Yeah. She saw me there, and I tried to make up an excuse about why I was there.
You didn't have one planned?
But she didn't buy it, and she told me to leave her alone.
Were you watching her? Why were you there?
You followed her to her kid's basketball game?
I don't know.
It's been 3 weeks since then, and I have received support into what caused me to have the feelings for her.
Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, you're 24, you're an adult, she's 39, maybe she was... lovely.
Yeah.
And you got a crush on her.
Yeah, I don't...
Okay, that happens. I don't think you need support.
No.
I think you can cope.
Just a crush that you kind of, you know, yeah, like, get away from you.
There's nothing wrong with that or abnormal about it at all.
No. I'm in a much better place emotionally than I was.
Well, I wonder what place that was. Like, were you embarrassed or were you heartbroken? Because,
I don't...
you know...
I want to...
Or were you confused? You wanted to go to more basketball games?
I want to contact her, apologizing for my behavior, to see if she can forgive me. but I'm afraid it hasn't been long enough or that she won't be interested in listening to me.
I understand why he needs the support now.
I have ambitions about working at that company again, but I don't know if that's possible anymore. But I also don't want to be remembered by her in that company as someone who couldn't control his feelings. I just don't know what to do to repair this relationship, okay. And I need your help.
No, I don't think it's that you couldn't control your feelings. I mean, it's you couldn't control the impulse to act on your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your feelings you need to control. Uh-huh. It's you need to put them in perspective and consider her situation and how you would feel if you were in that situation. If you were married and you had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Look, a smart person who's married, a person that respects that family, that relationship, all of them,
mm-hmm.
will not tempt themselves in any way. They will want to push that away. That's a smart thing to do. That's what you should do. Stay mm-hmm. away from that. Stay away from any temptation. I'm not saying she had any, but even the threat of that is a threat to that unit. That
right.
That's very important. That's. I mean, she's probably. She sounds like a decent human being.
Right.
He does too. But it sounds to me like, you know, when you, I think you become very protective of that family that you mm-hmm. created because you put a lot into that. All
right.
of those relationships. There's so much history there.
Yeah.
That you might feel very, very protective.
Mm-hmm.
To even. An idea of a threat. So I think I would not contact her. And I would not go to that company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's a massive company and you have no chance of running into her, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But for, I'd give it 6 months. Like, she's spooked by you.
Right.
And you don't, you keep bugging her, she's going to think you're nuts. And honestly, that's yeah. not really reading the room very well. And I don't
yeah.
know who's supporting you. Because I don't think they helped you with your main issue, which is possibly knowing when it's appropriate to back off. You might feel a certain way. You might want to make it better for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to make it better for her, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Show her you don't have to act on your impulses.
Right.
And so that's an impulse.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a big deal now. I think that people don't kind of misunderstand what an impulse is. It's not a feeling all the time. I mean, yes, there's a feeling attached to impulse, but there's so many impulses that you feel that are supposed to be discarded.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean the same thing as deep feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So his problem is not that he had feelings for her. It's that he acted on those impulses, maybe. Doesn't sound like he did, you know, he's allowed to make a mistake. That's okay. I can see that. And, you know.
Basketball
it's
game.
Just don't turn it into something like a bigger problem.
Right.
If you're concerned, that's the thing you don't want to do. Don't act on it.
Right.
Just because you think you feel something, that might not be a real feeling, like a substantial feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It might be an impulse.
Right.
Don't act on that.
Mm-hmm.
Never act on your impulses. Well, okay. I think impulse exists for a reason. And yeah, I think there are times when you do, but it's after a long wait or understanding of your own feelings about a situation that you act on an impulse. It's when you reflect and think about situations that then I think you're able to act on impulses when they come.
To differentiate between
yes.
like what's appropriate and
yeah.
what's not appropriate.
Just a plain old impulse that is based on nothing else that you can reference in your mind in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is an impulse. Like, that's creepy. Those are her kids.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't know.
No.
That's a good mother, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's just, you know, maybe he needs to just separate that. And I think there's a real misunderstanding. I think a lot of media plays on that, too. God knows, like Instagram, and oh, look at the food I ate tonight.
Well, yeah,
like,
I think that any social media where you can just, like, act... And then, like, edit later and delete. Like, you can always act
yes,
instantly.
And you can't in real
and,
life.
No, exactly. It's harder to...
And
like,
you shouldn't.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's actually good for your development as a human.
Uh-huh.
All of us. Like, we've all done this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important to face consequences for that.
Yeah.
So that you know not to do that. In what situations you should and shouldn't. And he wants an instant... Sort of instant gratification right now. Now I feel this. I get this.
Yeah,
so
now
I'm
going, I want
no,
to fix it.
No,
yeah.
No, you don't.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to get what you want here.
Right.
Because that's not respectful of her.
Right.
And you should consider other people's feelings
mm-hmm.
and their context,
mm-hmm.
how it might feel to you. If people would do more of this, actually, put yourself in their shoes, we wouldn't have all these problems.
No.
And I have no idea when that became so uncool. Because it's ridiculous. That's
Yeah.
That there are very few problems that can't be solved that way.
Right.
What if it was you? How would you feel? Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is think of, okay, well, what situation is that person in? Mm-hmm. You don't have to pretend to be a girl or pretend mm-hmm. to be a guy. You just pretend to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, they have these friends and they have this world and they did this in school and these are their goals. And then think about, okay, now how would I respond to this situation if all of that was my context?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I, yeah, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to get over it.
Right.
She wants you to leave her alone.
Do you think that, like,
Also, it wasn't a work colleague, dude. Okay, you were in an internship.
Yeah, right.
Okay? That is not a work colleague. That's a particular relationship you have. Mentorship or, you know, she's in some position of some authority.
Yeah.
And you should respect that, too.
Yeah.
I mean...
Do you think that, like, so you said, like, in 6 months, potentially, like, write her a letter?
Maybe.
Okay, so...
But don't...
Mm-hmm.
I'd say never is fine.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify.
You could
like,
do it in 2 years if it's still bothering you.
Yeah, like, do you...
It might be nice, but it isn't about you.
Uh-huh. But for her, do you think that even getting that...
I don't think she's gonna...
Care.
She'll get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
What's
okay.
gonna heal her, in a way, heal? But it might, like, who knows what happens?
Yeah.
We don't know what her life was like before. We don't know if she was stalked.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Right.
Okay, so it's any number of possibilities or none of them, but mm-hmm. she already said, stay away from me.
Right.
So honor that.
Okay.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with him for developing feelings for her. I don't think that's wrong.
No, I don't think so either.
That happens. You mm-hmm. know, he shouldn't have any blame or shame about that, and I certainly don't think he needs therapy for it.
No.
But it's acting on that impulse that scared her.
Right.
So just don't act on another one.
That's a good way to put it. That's a very...
It doesn't really matter.
Right.
If you she told you what she wanted, do what she said.
Right.
That's the best way you can honor people, is listen to them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, that would be nice.
Yes, it would be. I think that's good advice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've been in a little bit in that situation as a professor.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can tell if a student is, you know, has a crush or something.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you don't, I mean, that's just from my position.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever pushed it too far.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I was pretty good at setting boundaries, and it sounds like she was too, so.
Right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one comes from a user named Generic Diaper. Okay, so woman always mentions her boyfriend in some way when we're working together.
Woman?
Yeah, that's a weird way to... It makes me fear that I'm giving off an inappropriate vibe.
Okay,
what should I do?
I'm already lost. What did you say?
So this girl always mentions her boyfriend in some way when we're working together.
Yeah?
It makes me fear that I'm giving off an inappropriate vibe. So that's the title of it. So here's more.
Oh, that's
more
the title.
Yeah.
I thought that was it.
Yeah, sorry
I'm
about
like,
that.
Oh,
I was
that's
I didn't
abstract.
Clear. Yes.
I mean, I can work with it, but
So I'm in college and I have the same exact classes with this particular girl. We have multiple projects to work on as partners since that's how the teachers paired us. Anyway, every time we work together
Are you
we
attractive? Are you handsome?
Anyway, every time we work together, we always have a great time. We laugh, joke around, and often tease each other. To me, it seems like pretty basic friend stuff. Anyway, something I've noticed is she always mentions her long-distance boyfriend when we're working on these projects. This is always through a reference of something we're talking about. She'll relate and include him in the discussion. I guess my fear is if she's mentioning him because I'm giving a vibe that's inappropriate, because I do not want to give that impression, it makes me question myself. I never flirt with her overtly or compliment her or anything like that. What should I do?
Well, you don't have a problem. You didn't do anything.
Okay.
You did nothing.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Okay.
It's not a problem. Like, that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
She can think whatever she wants.
Right.
That's on her, not you.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to adapt or adjust anything. Or you certainly shouldn't have to feel bad.
Uh-huh.
No. I mean, you sound great. You sound fun.
Uh-huh.
I would enjoy that thoroughly. That would be great. I wouldn't necessarily assume anything, but if she is, that's her assumption.
Right.
And clearly it's not what you're feeling. And if you're not feeling it, mm-hmm. then you're probably not doing it.
Right.
In my opinion, I mean, mm-hmm. that's who you are.
Right.
You have a right to be who you are. You sound very conscientious, and I would say you're overthinking it because this is not your responsibility.
Right.
Who cares? What do you care? You don't actually have to care about that.
Uh-huh.
That is not you can't decode other people, you know?
Right.
If you feel this way, trust your feelings. Whatever happens with her, whatever she chooses to do, will be on her.
Mm-hmm.
It will have to do with her issues
mm-hmm.
because this is how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know you feel this way, you don't have any explaining to do. You don't have to change it. Why should you? Life
right.
would be hell if that is how we had to live. And I know
right.
that a lot of us do
mm-hmm.
when we're younger.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, at whatever age, hopefully people figure that out. But that isn't on you.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds great. He sounds like, my God, if that's a problem, that is a nice quality. He has nice qualities. He's a good
yes.
person. He's funny. He's fun.
Yes.
Hey, she's got her own reasons for doing that, and it isn't about you, and if it is, it's not.
do you think
it isn't about you?
Do you think that she's bringing up her boyfriend to prove a point, or do you think
but
maybe she just
okay, it doesn't matter, does
right
it?
No.
Logically speaking, rationally speaking, what he it isn't true.
Yeah,
he doesn't feel anything.
No,
he's not flirting.
Right,
he doesn't know this guy.
Right,
and she's in all these classes with him. If you have, like, what on earth should you have to do
mm-hmm.
that's different? You did nothing wrong.
Right. I agree.
And I also think that if we thought like this more often, there would be fewer problems because it isn't on you.
Right.
Hey, she can do whatever she wants.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to be around her.
Right.
But if you like her and it's fun and she does, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You're not. You know what you feel.
Right.
You know what you feel.
Right.
Trust what you feel. And know that you are being true to yourself. What else can you do? You shouldn't change. That's her stuff. And if it never goes beyond that for her, then it's nothing. I mean, she's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go and figure that out. You're not responsible for her feelings, for his feelings, for anybody else's, unless you're the cause of it. And clearly you're not the cause of any problem. If anything, you're the cause of the opposite.
Right.
So don't worry about what she's saying or think, unless she directs it toward you.
Yeah.
And says, oh, you're, I don't know, flirting with me. You can never know, but you don't need to know.
No.
If you don't have those feelings, you don't have to worry.
Right.
So let that I would just not even think about. Just enjoy your time.
I think that's good
yeah.
advice as well.
Because you know yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to second guess yourself.
Yeah.
When you're doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, I
know.
No, agree.
Some people don't think they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not one of them. This guy is not one of them.
Right.
He's conscientious.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see he's worried. Don't
mm-hmm.
worry. Don't do that to yourself. Like, that's
yeah.
not. You know who you are.
I think so.
It's very conscientious and very sensitive, but that's too far. You don't have to do that. What do you care?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, it really
Trust
does.
Trust yourself. Like, there's only so much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people either take on way too much of the responsibility or not enough.
Yeah.
But really, it's 50-50.
Yes.
And there's only 50% you're responsible for.
Right.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've done all you can within that 50, what else can you do? You can't change other people. You can't.
No.
So, and that's a fact. Don't even bother.
Mm-hmm.
Cut your losses, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree.
People want to, they want to, they think that they can accomplish something with other people that isn't natural, isn't needed, and really doesn't help either one of them.
Yeah.
When they take on too much. They're not giving. That's
mm-hmm.
not caring. It's a bit arrogant.
Yes.
Because can anyone do that to you? Can people do that to you? Then you can't do it to them. Like, you know what you feel, you know what you think. If you're easily swayed, then you're easily swayed. But I would say most people have a kind of a threshold, and then they're not going to change.
Yes.
As they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Always go back to the basics, you know, common sense, and you will see, like, you can only do what you can do.
Definitely.
And this is nothing. Have fun. Just
yeah.
have fun.
I think so, too. It's nice advice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun. Yeah. That was the third question, but do you want to do an extra one?
Sure.
This one, I think you'll have a short answer, but it just made me laugh.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so this one comes from a user named C Captions. Okay, the title is, I'm going on my first Hinge date, and I have bad teeth. I think Hinge is a dating app.
Okay.
And I have bad teeth. I think it might be an issue. Please help. Long story short, I matched with a girl in the next town about an hour away.
Oh, it isn't dating app. Okay.
We have an almost unbelievable amount of things and hobbies in common. We've sent each other photos and stuff, so we both know what we look like, but my social media is quite scarce, so there aren't any photos of me laughing. Today, she mentioned that she was out with her girlfriends last night and noticed she's the only one who doesn't have braces and was curious if I'd ever had them. I told her I hadn't, and she asked a few more questions about teeth, which makes me think they're a big deal for her. My teeth aren't the worst in the world, but I have some visible issues that I plan to fix later in the year with veneers. For this reason, I'm quite photo shy and tend to cover my mouth when laughing, etc. I'm meeting her next weekend. Is there anything I can do in the meantime to prepare for the worst? Maybe she'll be able to look past it since I told her about my plan to get veneers, but I like to reduce the risk of completely turning her off in the meantime.
Well, for starters, I'm not sure that's at all why she asked. I think she has a problem with her teeth.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it seems like they were just chatting or something, like just talking, and she was just bringing it up.
Right.
And he's, all honestly, I understand that, but I also think, look, if someone is going to judge you based on that,
mm-hmm.
why would you want them?
I completely agree.
And he does plan to get it. I mean, there's, like, realistically, yeah, if that bothers you, and if it really has bothered you for a while, you should get it fixed if you can. It might make you feel better.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I understand things like that, within reason.
Yeah, and, I think so,
and
too.
And he's going to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know it's hard, but I would say, who cares what she thinks?
Yeah.
Honestly, because mm-hmm. I know why he cares, but that's... maybe not the best of all the feelings we have as humans, which we all have, to follow or to act on. Because honestly, the bottom line is you don't want someone who's going to judge you for that.
No.
And a decent person is not going to overlook your great personality and your overall probably good, decent looks just yeah. because of your teeth.
Yeah, absolutely.
I promise you, that's not a very... it's kind of a crappy person.
Yeah, definitely.
I really think there's much better out there if these are the people that if this is like a common experience, like you're be pickier.
Yeah.
You can do better. Like, you don't need that.
Yeah, I think
like,
so
like if you
too.
Choose never to do anything to your teeth, you don't have to.
Yeah.
And if you do, you should, you
uh-huh.
know?
Yeah.
I know it's hard, but I actually think that's good for the person dealing with it, him,
mm-hmm.
to toughen up a little bit with that.
Yeah.
To actually kind of coach himself into being more, I would say, caring a hell of a lot less. Mm-hmm. If someone is that shallow, you don't want them.
No.
You don't want them.
No, I think that's good advice.
So she sounds fine. And I bet you anything, if she hasn't had braces, maybe... you know, maybe she's worried what you're going to think of her teeth.
Yeah, she might be self-conscious for her own reasons.
Yeah, so uh-huh. I think it's fine. I wouldn't even give it a second thought.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Don't even think about it. And when you do, uh-huh. cut it off.
Right.
Put it away. Right. Shove it down.
Shove it down.
Yeah, some things should be repressed. Uh-huh. You don't need to care about that either.
Yeah, I think so too.
Beyond what you're already, what you want to do for you is fine, mm-hmm. but not for someone else. Not mm-hmm. like that. That's shallow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally shallow.
Definitely.
You can do better.
I agree.
I mean, I've met so many guys who tell me about people, women they've dated.
Mm-hmm.
And just women in general that these are the ideas, like not this guy, but that some guys will have these ideas about women. And I'm like, who are you dating? Because I won't even recognize that as a person I've even met.
Uh-huh. Like being that picky or like judgy.
No, just weird things I can't even think of uh-huh. that just sound awful to me.
Uh-huh.
And I am not saying that women are like that. I think it's where you're looking.
Well, yeah, I mean, even some of the questions that we've answered, it's like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I want people, like, I want guys to have faith that there are really very decent people. They're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't settle.
Yeah.
You want someone that you really like.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you really like.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, fun.
Yeah.
That you click with.
Yes.
And they are out there.
Yes.
And you will, if it's you, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I don't know, I just think it's...
You mean, like, if you're the problem?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you'll run into yourself enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But in general, I think there's a lot of guys, that this is their experience, and it never even occurs to them that that might be the problem. It might just be you've had...
bad experiences.
Yeah, and once you start with a certain kind of woman, maybe you kind of stick with that.
Uh-huh.
Just without even thinking. You're not even thinking.
Yeah, just kind of what you're used to.
Yeah, you don't even mm-hmm. think about it. Or maybe it's... You know, it could be a lot of things, but I'll tell you what, like, don't think that's it. There are good human beings out there, really.
Yeah.
And they're not ugly or anything. I mean, they might be. I don't know. Look, there's someone for everyone.
Yes.
But the point is, don't settle. Don't settle. She sounds cool to me. I mean, she'll probably be fine.
I think so, too.
She's going to be fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Told you, I didn't have braces. She could be wondering what you're thinking.
Definitely.
Sounds like she doesn't care.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think you're fine.
I think so, too.
And even if you weren't, hey, you will want to know either way. It's better to find out early before you care, before it even, you know, you're invested in this. You want to know really as early as possible what you're getting into.
Yes.
So there's nothing bad that can come out of this, okay?
Yeah.
That's the way I would look at it.
I think so, too.
It's a date for you, and it's a date for her. And you don't have to worry. I think she sounds pretty cool to me. I don't know. I hope it works out.
I hope so, too. Okay.
I mean, say you're going out with someone, right, for a while, and it's going really well.
Mm-hmm.
And say 3 months into it, you find out they're doing experiments in some different continent on puppies. That's a red flag.
Yes.
Not that that's going to happen.
Well, for one particular individual.
Fauci.